You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Ineffable Books is an independent, used bookseller with sustainability at its core. Partially sighted book lover Victoria Ross has turned her passion into a business in the Scottish Borders. So, when did your love of reading begin?
I had always loved reading. I always enjoyed all sorts of different books from when I was a child. I always had an interest in books, and then that grew, and I have a very wide interest of reading, from different sorts of fiction, fantasy, a bit of romance and a bit of comedy, to more philosophy and history and science. Yeah, I just about anything.
What inspired you to turn this passion into a business, and when did the business open?
During the lockdown, I had been unemployed for some time already. It was a contract job that had ended. But by the time the lockdown hit, and I had just started to think that I'd maybe perhaps like to start my own business, I looked up something that said that people were looking at screens all the time, so people were buying physical books again. There was potential in the sustainable practice of keeping books in circulation. And I thought, that sounds like a good business opportunity.
And what do you think makes having physical books so special?
It is just the feeling of having the book in your hand and reading a page that's not a screen glaring at you. It is a multi-sensory experience of holding the book and, of course, flicking the pages and smelling the book. Even a newer book can smell very nice.
What are some of the biggest challenges and triumphs you've experienced so far?
Of course, I started this more or less from scratch. I mean, I have been collecting my books, and I had a bit of a helping hand from family who have allowed me to sell some of their books, and I'm still collecting books. At the same time, I've been starting up this business from scratch. So to start with, I made up a business plan and I got it submitted to be able to get a startup grant. And I also applied to Access to Work to be able to get a resume text software on my computer. It's all been a complete learning experience because I had never run a business before and I'd never worked in book collecting and book dealing before. But I've been learning as I've gone along and I've found it really enjoyable and really interesting and challenging sometimes. But it's been really, really good.
Do you have any tips for partially sighted or blind people that want to open their own businesses?
It's great if you're able to navigate the Access to Work system when you work for somebody else. The HR department will have somebody there that starts to apply for you. Of course, when you work for yourself, you apply for it yourself. And it's good if you already know how that works, but also just to know exactly what you're going to want and need to assist you with the fact that you've got sight loss. Just be willing to learn as you go along and to occasionally hit the odd roadblock, but not be daunted by it and just keep going.
And what makes your business sustainable?
I've been trying to get my books as locally as possible, and also I've decided for the packaging of the books that I sell. I'm trying to use packaging that's as eco-friendly as possible. And of course the fact that when you keep older books in circulation, it's also helping with the effort of sustainability.
And do you have any plans for the future of Ineffable Books?
I am hoping also to develop my range of audiobooks. And that's along with the other sorts of books that I'll have. I also have a physical shop within a tea room, and I have got some audiobooks there, and I'm going to be putting those online. And I'm going to hopefully be growing my catalogue to have more unusual books on it and more rare books and also more academic books as opposed to more of the fictional things that I've got on it at the moment.
And what is a rare or old book that you've been excited to add to your collection or see in the flesh?
I've got some vintage books that are very interesting. They're first edition from the 1920s and 30s. I've had some interesting steampunk books and they are signed by the authors.
Where can people find out more about Ineffable Books? And if anyone's local, what's the name of the tea room where they can even come and visit you?
At the moment, the tea room will be shut until into the summer, but they could visit by appointment. My website is www.ineffablebooks.co.uk. Ineffable Books is one word. I'm in the tea room in Fuchsia Centre at Houndwood, which is just off the A1 near Eyemouth. I also have a Facebook page, it's just called Ineffable Books.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Victoria Ross, the founder and owner of Ineffable Books.
Thank you very much, thanks.